Hey everybody, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch, and I'm here with...
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, bro.
How are you?
Good.
You're not shaving.
Yeah, no. Been a long week. Rough week.
Was it? What was rough about this week?
5 days of continuous partying and drinking. Yeah. On top of work.
Did that happen?
Maybe. Maybe. I woke up at 3 today.
I woke up at like... 10:30 because I had a phone call overseas and I was like I told my friend, I was like, yeah, we can video Skype or whatever, like FaceTime, but I'm not gonna look pretty. She's like, okay. So I answer the phone. I'm like, she's like, are you okay? I'm like,
morning. I'm alive.
Anyway, let's roll that intro.
We're both wearing white shirts today.
Yeah, I noticed that. And we have a new thing today. So, like, you know, like, I decided to, like, wire my computer to the computer over there. So they're computer friends now.
Nice.
So I can just show the articles that we're talking about as we talk about them. And we're going to be in the corner. And we're both wearing white. So we kind of look like a cult.
Twinsies.
Dude, we got a huge show for you guys today. We got lots of news. We're going to start off with news about the LDP members because they're cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they're really awesome. Sorry if you guys are hearing my mic. I'm readjusting my microphone. We had other people in the studio yesterday and they're a lot shorter than I am. Ooh, let's go back to the studio. There we go.
Nice.
So we're going to start today's show today with... this wonderful story right here. LDP members quit as division heads after inappropriate gathering. Dancer reportedly performed in scanty outfit.
Wow. Scandalous.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really need to know the story. You just need to see the Twitter picture of it, which is here. And it's there. That's it. So basically, the Japan ruling conservative LDP hired dancers for a social event. Some participants held something resembling banknotes in their mouths and passed them to dancers mouth to mouth. Some were seen slipping papers into the dancers' costumes and touching their buttocks.
LDP.
Cool job, Japan. Awesome. I don't know, man. For me, I figure that every politician's corrupt anyway.
And, I mean, apparently they didn't spend any of public funds.
Yeah, that's what they kept saying. They're like, we didn't spend any public money. It's like, you guys are like politicians. You have an image to uphold. I don't know, like, it's like one thing if they want to go to brothels or something, but that's like private, right? This is like on display at an event.
I think it's funny because it's something about like they're doing something for the youth, blah, blah, blah.
Is that mean they're giving them dollar bills and they're...
Are young politicians 40?
Yeah, they're youngish. They're young. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, when you go to the Reddit comments on this, it's just like... probably a so here's one of them's really good. Okay, so let's just get someone who understands the people to run the country, not people who are born into the LDP and have government connections. We need people's people to take to make change, not these fucking crooks. This is from Vavalida.
Nice. Well said.
Yeah, I agree with whatever gender pronouns you have. I'm being polite. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we need a people's party. Yeah.
The People's Party?
People's...
What was the thing that The Rock had? The People's Elbow?
The People's Elbow?
You don't know this?
What?
You don't know the People's Elbow?
Is this a special move?
Dude, elbow. Here we go. Let's just...
The Rock's LDP-bo.
So let's just... Here. Oh, wait. No, wait. We need to turn this system. Look, so let's go People's Elbow.
Noise.
So he always did the people's elbow. Like he would like that, and then he's got to charge up his people's elbow. We've got captions on. I don't even know why.
With democracy?
No. It's like here we go. Wait.
I'm being shown this clip of The Rock just...
There it is. And The Rock just like elbows a dude in the face. It's called the People's Elbow.
Okay. I mean, if we did that to more politicians here, I think they would learn nothing or two.
I think we should teach it to the younger politicians and have them do it for funds.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
The People's Elbow.
Just decide everything with wrestling matches.
So the reason why I'm like connecting my computer to the other computer so you can see what we're doing is because I reference a bunch of random shit in the show, and none of you guys know what I'm talking about, so I wanted to show you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Do you know what the opening song for Highlander is?
No.
There's, like, some 40-year-olds out there that are, like, they can hear it in their mind right now. Like, it's like, the most, like, quintessentially Highlander, like, that 80s kind of show theme song.
I've definitely heard it before, because I do have vague childhood memories of watching Highlander. Like,
Duncan MacLeod from the Clan MacLeod.
So many clouds.
Yeah, they're weird in the 80s.
Sword and I think lightning it was 80s and 90s. Stuff. Yeah.
You have a story about soda.
I do. Here we
a
go.
A story about DJ Soda. Kind of about DJ Soda.
Well, yeah. So just as a kind of a run up to this, like was it last year? Yeah, last year, this very popular Korean female DJ came to a festival in Japan in Sendai City in Osaka. And at some point, she got close to the fans, and some of the fans there groped her, and that became like this big news thing. And because she was saying that like it's only happened in Japan, it didn't happen anywhere else, and people were like accusing her of being like too, like kind of like the dancers too scantily clad, and she was kind of like asking for it.
Yeah, so it was like it was weird because I mean I'll pull up her like we can look here. This is what she looks like basically. I mean, so she is very much so like a attractive young woman, and she definitely chose it, right? Yep. And so like there was like this kind of like backlash about like, oh, she deserved it because she's asking for it because look at the way she's dressed.
I mean, she can have sex appeal, but we can all control our hands, right?
I mean, like, yeah, when somebody wears something sexy, that's for your eyes. That's not for your hands, dude.
And here we go. So Japan. Being Japan, we have this major here. Pornos are called AVs.
Mm-hmm.
An adult video maker and distributor called...
Oh, it's not audio video? I thought it was audio video this whole time. I don't know. I don't do Japanese porn. I don't
audio
like Japanese
video?
Porn. Yeah, because like, I was like, it's an audio video.
I guess that makes sense.
Okay, adult video makes more sense.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Hilarious, bro.
I'm not joking.
Well, you'll like their name, SOD, which is soft on demand. Because, you know, I guess it's...
Software? Softcore?
Softcore? Questions.
Because if you're soft, is that the goal of porn?
Maybe software on demand. Maybe. Anyways. So they decided it would be a great idea if they made a video that basically resembled the incident that happened with DJ Soda.
Mm.
Just with an adult actress and, you know, live kind of stage event. So, I don't know. I don't think that's the best way to handle news on sexual harassment.
Yeah, it does. It means soft on demand. And I don't know what the soft means.
I guess it is software.
I'm looking up the...
Downloading?
You keep going. I'm going to...
And anyway, so fortunately, after being called out on this, because they were just marketing on their Twitter, formerly... X? Formerly known as Twitter? Is it Cross? Is it X? Anyways. They've gotten some backlash on it, and they've apologized and apparently canceled the release of this work. So they don't want to, you know, get caught up in other stuff and also maybe damage DJ Soda's image further. But yeah, that's it. Good on them for stopping that. Dumb on them for starting it in the beginning.
So there is this debate in Japan. So there's Chitan, the pervs in the...
Chikan,
that's it. There you go.
Gotcha.
There's Chikan, like the pervs on the train, and then so like that's a big problem in Japan where people molest girls and stuff like that on trains where you're so closely packed in there that you can't, the girls can't run away. And then there's like genres of porn that reenact this, and there's two schools of thought on this. One school is it's healthy to get the desire out of your system in a non like violent or non-illegal like an illegal way that doesn't hurt anybody. It's all pretend, it's all fiction. And then there's the school of thought, it's like, no, this is encouraging it and making people want lust to do this in real life. I'm the latter. I don't think people who like defend, like, I don't even want to say child, but just like small people anime manga depictions like that are like sexual in nature, I think that's wrong, and I would like that to just be deleted. That was one thing that I kind of didn't like. One character that was in it, I think they just meant it innocently, but in Breath of the Wild, there's the reversed in time character, the little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever her name is.
The scientist?
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. I haven't been playing Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild.
But anyway, the so that to me is just like, it just makes me feel Pura. It's just like, it's just weird. I'm like, like, why do you guys always have to do this? It's just fucking weird.
Bam.
Anyway, so they're not going to make that porn?
Nope. And I'm also on that latter train of thought, too, where we should just avoid it.
Let's see. One of the comments is, no value lost. I wouldn't be mad if they would stop producing any sexual assault in NTR movies. Almost every second jab is some assault or molesting, rape-themed. What is NTR?
Cuckolding. Cucking.
What does the NTR stand for?
Netorare. Don't ask me why I know. God. Hey, even some of our friends know. We had a conversation about this.
Let's talk about, as Japan enters recession, some young workers are leaving Tokyo to earn more in Australia.
They're being cucked by us. Really? What?
So this guy, this is Shoma Tanaka, right? He's got a YouTube channel. He talks about how when he went to how he went to Australia, did a bunch of like various jobs, working on farms and stuff, and now he's working in a factory where he's making $45 an hour, and he's been able to save up $200,000, and he's also been able to send his buy a car for his father and stuff like that, and he's just been documenting it on his YouTube channel this whole time. I need to mute my speakers. Stop, please. And so yeah, it's it just says Shonaru is his is his YouTube channel. But yeah. And so like, it's just talking about how it's really hard to live on a Japanese salary these days because, people like, you can still, minimum wage, I think in Tokyo is only like, it's below 900 yen, I think.
Maybe is it maybe a little bit more than that, but the fact that the minimum,
no, it's 1100 per hour. So what is that in dollars? Oh, my, like Mac can
bucks?
Do this.
Hmm? $8. But that's the unfortunate part, right? Of like Japanese minimum wages.
7.5 US dollars.
Damn.
An hour in Tokyo.
That's rough.
Yeah.
One of the biggest cities.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I get it. Like, as an employer, like, my biggest expense is you guys. Well, actually, probably me and then you guys. but you, no, as a group, you guys are the most expensive thing that I have to pay for. And so that is a forever expense. It's not like when you do like a capital, when you buy factory robots or something, it's basically a one-time cost and maybe maintenance after that, but like employees are forever expenses. And so the thinking in Japan is not to overhire and also to really lowball the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this becomes systemic. So for example, with us, we have a private English school, and so if the students' parents are low wage earners, which most of them are compared to, you know, people in other countries, then they can't pay a higher tuition. That in turn influences and directs how much we can pay our teachers for their salaries. And so then we have to do this magic math thing where we go, okay, let's hire some part-timers, let's see what the full capacity of one worker can be, yada yada yada. It's difficult. So what you really need is you need leadership from the big companies, the ones that have the profits, and you need them to increase salaries. And we also need, I've been saying this for a long time, we need to decrease the amount of government workers out there so we can cut federal taxes, because federal taxes in Japan are bullshit. I know, I pay them, they suck. And so, and that's what we need to do. Less taxes on businesses for a little while anyways. Less government workers, get them out there, get them in companies, and have the companies, starting from the bigger companies, giving them incentives to start paying higher wages.
Mm-hmm.
And also immigration would be another good thing. We're immigrants. Yay.
Yay.
So that's how you fix that.
Thanks for hosting us, Japan.
Yeah, like the Olympics. So speaking of working, Japan's women working conditions rank third worst among the 29 OECD nations. Yes. Japan has been ranked third from the bottom among the world's major economies on an annual survey on the working environment for women. The Economist magazine released its glass ceiling index. I love that. I mean, if you're going to have a ceiling, it might be able to be glass.
Glass?
I mean, yeah. What if it was a steel ceiling?
That would hurt.
Ahead of International Women's Day on Friday, the magazine ranked 29 of the members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development based on 10 indicators such as labor force participation and the gender wage gap. Japan came in 27th in the survey, while Turkey ranked 28th and South Korea 29th. And those don't surprise me.
Yep, it's that's how it has been for a while now. If Japan suddenly became like top of these OECD rankings, that would be very surprising. Like, what happened?
Japan's number one, and you're like, yay! And they're like, we're the number one at being bad. Now, Japan's got a lot of really good things going on for it, but I would not want to be a woman and work in this country. If I was a woman and I was working in this country, I would work for myself. Wait, I already work for myself. I'd work for myself if I lived in this country. I remember the brief time that I did work for Japanese people. They're not all bad, but like, it was a brief time that I worked for the Japanese government. I was like, fuck this. I need to go. I was like, no, we can't do this. We have some bad news for anime fans.
We do. This is kind of tragic. Earlier this week, Akira Toriyama, the father of Dragon Ball or Arale and other series, Dragon Quest, has passed away.
He was 68 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, tender age of
68. It says that Dragon Ball, which first appeared in 1984 in its weekly Shonen Jump magazine, went on to be translated into and published globally. It also made the jump to anime as feature films and TVs as a TV series, as well as to video games and character goods.
Yeah, for so many people, Dragon Ball was like their childhood.
It was like their introduction to Japan as well.
That too. So like the soft power on that side, incredible. All of Latin America loves Japan just because of Dragon Ball. There's no one...
Dude, like, what? Let's find it. Ooh.
Yeah, no one out there in
was it Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico had, like, you probably saw it, and I've seen it too. There's like viewing parties for Dragon Ball and their last episodes, especially for Super.
No. So this... Where did it come from? So there was like this mural in, I think, Mexico, and it's like anime. I sent you the video of this. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it just keeps going, this mural. I don't think I can find the exact one. But it's epic. And then when I first saw this, I asked you about it, and you're like, yeah, dude. So can you read this Spanish? What does it say?
Let me see.
Ya está listo.
Ya está listo el mural de los caballeros del zodiaco. So that's the Saint Seiya, or Knights of the Zodiac. And yeah, people, I mean, we just love anime, man.
Yeah, so it's like this, for those who are just listening to the podcast, it's like this side of this giant building, and it's just, what anime is this?
Knights of the Zodiac.
It just goes on forever and ever, and it's like maybe 20 meters tall, and I'd say like the total length of it is maybe a few hundred meters, and it's just this giant mural in Mexico.
With all the characters.
Yeah, it's just crazy. When I first saw this, I like sent it to Ricky, and I was like, dude, people in Mexico like watch anime, and you're like, fuck yeah, they do.
Dude, and again, it's interesting part because Mexico was like the hub of media for the longest time.
Yeah.
In Latin America. So we would get almost like straight from Japan anime. They would dub it and everything and then distribute it all over Latin America as well.
Imagine being the tight-knit group of Mexicans that speak fluent Japanese that you could translate this to Spanish. I mean, how cool would that be?
Yeah, and it's a random thing out there. There's these things in Mexico called Japanese nuts.
Japanese nuts.
It's basically like peanuts that are wrapped, that are covered in like some batter and then like baked, fried. And anyways, it's a snack, But conversely, I think in Japan they're called Mexican nuts.
Okay, I just found them, and they're called Talin Japanese style roasted edible peanuts in English, and in Spanish they're called. Let me pull this over.
But there you go. There's a lot of crossover and cultural exchange between Mexico and Japan. It's great.
They're called Japones.
Japones. Nueces Japones.
That's crazy.
Japonueces. That'd be funny.
So
damn. So Akira Toriyama, man. He rest in peace. He definitely influenced my life. I watched all of Dragon Ball, and then it was super sad when I moved to Canada, and they had I was at Dragon Ball GT, which is way advanced in the series, and then I get to Canada and they're just starting Dragon Balls. No. I wanted to watch the rest.
Yeah, I remember the guy stopped, he was slowly releasing, what's his name? Sorry, Akira, whatever.
Toriyama.
He started slowly releasing the manga, and so the TV show caught up with the manga, so they had those epic warm-up scenes. Anyway.
Yeah. Four or five episodes of just screaming.
Toriyama Akira. Up. Yeah. Reddit comment, top comment says, I have been watching Dragon Ball Z since I was 3 years old, and now I'm a full adult still watching the series to this day. Hearing this news is absolutely devastating to me. Very sad.
It was sad.
All right, we got more news to go. Kyoto bans tourists from geisha district over out of control behavior. So there's a area known to be a tourist heavy spot. Gion is thronged by hundreds of thousands of people visiting Kyoto who seek to photograph Japan's famous professional entertainers known for their trademark kimonos and white faces. What's happening now is because of the bad behavior, because of all the tourists and taking photographs without permission of them in this little special district of the Maiko. Geisha and the Maiko. They are banning people from just tourists in general. Starting April, the alleys, which also hosts several restaurants and tea houses, will only be open for the geisha, their clients, and residents of the district, according to the report by South China Morning Post.
Well, yeah, learn to behave, guys. Jesus Christ. They're working, obviously they look impressive and you want to take a picture, but sometimes people just can't separate themselves from that. I must get a picture for myself.
Yeah, there's, I'm trying to find, there's this stupid thing where is it? Oh, here we go. Before the pandemic, people were also reported to pull out geisha's hair ornaments and hit them with cigarette butts.
But what is wrong with them? That's even worse than I expected.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just, we can't have good things.
We can't have good things.
Talking about good things. Nagoya elementary school student caught defrauding classmate for nearly 1 million yen. This is from Sora News.
Wow.
Money spent on souvenir tokens and Canadian currency. So basically this kid, he saved up money upwards of 1 million yen. And then he started, one of his classmates started teasing him for, you're poor. He's like, and then he just said, he's like, no, I actually have 1 million yen. And this is, it's 7,000 US dollars, something like that. I don't know what it is now. But anyway, so he said, no, I actually have a lot of money. And then these kids thought up really clever ways to defraud him out of his money. So here we go. It says, shortly after classmates began approaching him with things to sell, over the course of a year, there were 8 transactions for items that the boy was told would increase in value over time by 3 classmates. One of them was a commemorative medal sold at the Port of Nagoya Public Aquarium for about 800 yen. You can see that here. And then another one was a Canadian $10 bill.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's going to increase in value.
Another time, the boy was approached to purchase some rare plastic money for about 250,000 yen, about 1,700 US dollars. Anyway, by January this year, the boy had spent about all of his money, 6,200 of his roughly 7,000. Realizing that he'd been had, he talked to his father about it. The father then notified the police, who launched an investigation. So far, the parents of 2 of the 3 boys who sold the items have apologized and repaid 2,500 yen. Meanwhile, readers of the news expressed shock that this kind of crime could be committed at such a young age and wondered what the cause was.
Yeah, I have so many questions about that. suddenly, how was this kid able to like pull out his own money while his parents realizing, you know?
Yeah, he probably had it in cash.
Just like straight up.
Yeah.
Okay, and then all that too is like the parents of the other kids being like, hey, why do you randomly have like $400?
So there's wait, where is it? Okay, one of the comments on this story was the kid had more money saved up than most salarymen.
Ouch.
Throwing shade. Just fucking throwing shade. Poor salarymen. Speaking of, let me do this just like Keegan. I love Keegan. Speaking of dinosaurs, even though we weren't speaking of dinosaurs. Where'd my screen go? See, I'm throwing shade and I get in trouble for it.
Uh-oh. Now we're in the dark. Beep.
There it goes. Wow. All right, we're back, guys. Dinosaur monument among projects funded by COVID-19 grants. Local government have used so-called COVID-19 grants to renovate toilets, hold firework displays, build a roaring dinosaur statue, and undertake other projects that seem unrelated to the pandemic, the Asahi Shimbun study found. So basically, we pay taxes, and then the government full of... Wait, let me find it.
Government full of dinosaurs?
Nope. So we pay our taxes every single year, and then these guys decide what to do with it, and they decided that they wanted a dinosaur park.
I mean, the kid in me loves the idea of being able to see a massive dinosaur in one of the prefectures that has a lot of dinosaur fossils and stuff. But, you know, the adult in me is like, hey, we could have... How much was this?
I'm trying to find the resort.
It was like a bajillion yen, right?
Of the total cost, 90 million yen. It cost 90 million yen to build this. So that's... So 9 million yen is like $70,000. So $700,000. Something like that.
Wow. To build this. Yeah, part of me is like, yeah, well, that could have been so much... We could have used that for other things.
Let's keep going. We got Osaka Prefecture Eyes collecting a fixed fee for inbound tourists from 2025. It's from Kyoto News.
Huh.
The gist of this is that they don't want over tourism, so they're going to try to figure out a way to extract money from tourists. And according to the article, they already do this. The prefecture currently levies an accommodation tax of 100 to 300 yen on rooms over 7,000 yen a night.
Okay.
Now, I'm mentioning this because this got a lot of comments on Reddit, and the top Reddit one is, honestly, maybe Kyoto should try this, since they're the ones always bitching about foreign tourists.
but is it from international travel? Is that, or yeah, yeah, yeah. is it domestic tourists as well?
Inbound tourists, so international tourists, probably. Or just maybe not Osaka tourists. Yeah.
Hmm.
So... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in for that or against that. I keep saying that they should have two prices, like a local price and a tourist price. That's what we do in Vegas. Like, you show your local ID, you get a local price, because mm-hmm. otherwise you can't... They're always having the problem where they can't increase the prices too much because then the locals won't come. But if they go too cheap, then they don't get that fat, fat tourist cash. So I think that's a good way to do
it. Yeah, no, they should definitely have the two prices. And like, especially for sites like in Kyoto, then you could... upkeep the sites
right.
much better, you know, provide a better experience for everybody.
And like, you know, the other thing that I always, you know, sometimes you see like the English menu that has different prices on it than the Japanese menu. Like, that's fucked up. That's wrong. Okay. That's just like racism. But if you're like, if you're a local city person that pays taxes that puts into the system that they're currently using to run the restaurant, then you can get a cheaper price. That's totally fine by me. Mm-hmm. Racial profiling in Japan is prevalent but unseen, some residents say. Have you ever felt like you're being racially profiled?
By police? No. Hasn't happened yet.
Alonzo Omotegawa's video of his 2021 stop and search led to debates about racial profiling in Japan and an international review by the police. For him, though, it was part of a perennial problem that began when he was first questioned as a 13-year-old. In their mind, they're just doing their job, said Mr. Such a weird name. Omotegawa, 28, an English teacher who is half Japanese and half Bohemian. Bohemian.
Bohemian?
I've been there before. I should know this word. Born and raised in Japan. I'm like as Japanese as it comes, just a bit tan, he added. Not every black person is going to have drugs.
on the hell?
No, wait. It says, there's a reason for this. Here it says, it's just that based on, this is a police officer said, based on his experience, people with dreadlocks were more likely to possess drugs.
I mean,
I would say that if you're a Japanese dude and you make dreadlocks on yourself, you're probably up to no good. If you're just a black dude with dreadlocks, like, that's fine.
Yeah, this is, anyway.
That's just normal. Let's see. It goes on to talk about how there's this, there's a lawsuit which we mentioned on the show before. It's the first legal case in Japan to argue that officers routinely rely on racial profiling in policing, a systematic issue that the plaintiffs and experts say Japanese public is largely oblivious to. Each of the three plaintiffs, a natural citizen and two longtime residents, say that they have been stopped for questioning multiple times a year. One of them, a Pacific Islander living in Japan for more than two decades, estimated that he'd be in question 70 to 100 times by the police.
Jeez.
Motoi Taniguchi, a lawyer representing the plaintiff, said that the perceptions in Japan have been slow to catch up with reality that the country was already living. Many Japanese are still in the illusion that we are such a homogenous country that we shouldn't take immigrants because it will break society, he said. And I think that that's wrong. Okay, let's keep going. Woman parents indicted over Sapporo Hotel beheading murder.
Ooh,
so we talked
news.
About this one before. There is a headless body that was found in a hotel. Let's go. Sapporo, a 30-year-old woman and her parents were indicted on Wednesday over the murder of a man found decapitated in a hotel in Sapporo last year. I'm not going to read their name. Was indicted on suspicion of killing a 62-year-old man whose headless and naked body was found on July 2nd in a hotel in the Susukino Entertainment District of the northern Japanese city. Her father, 60-year-old something, 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 again, I don't read people's names because slander is illegal in this country, allegedly aided in the murder, and her 61-year-old mother is suspected of helping to mutilate the victim's body, according to prefectures. So the best thing about this article is the top, the second to the top Reddit comment on it is, I guess the family that slays together stays together.
That's amazing.
It's so fucked up. It's such a fucked up story.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Uber Eats to start robotic deliveries in central Tokyo from March 6th.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
We tried this in America. It didn't work because people kept fucking with the little robots, but this is going to be fine in Japan.
Yeah.
So these box-shaped robots that are 71 centimeters long and 46 centimeters wide and 60 centimeters high, if you don't know what that means, I don't care. I'm not converting to inches. They're going to... Here's a little video. So these guys are going to like... There are two participating restaurants. They're only going to run from the afternoon to the early evening, and they're going to take food around. It's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I like these. I think they're cool because I think people who do Uber... Eats, they're godsend, but every time I feel bad for using them.
It's like, it's raining, but I'm hungry.
That's definitely my attitude. I'm like, I don't want to go outside, but you're already out there, so you'll be fine. Then I just tip them. Let's continue on. Let's see here.
Can I just say, my experience with like Uber stuff in Mexico was like very realistic in that sense. That one time when I did order food and it started like heavily pouring, the Uber guy was just like, nope, I'm going to wait it out. He arrived like 2 hours later, but he waited the rain out.
There is a subreddit called DoorDash.
DoorDash.
For all the DoorDashers. Yeah. Everything I read in that subreddit, I'm just like, why do you people do this job? I mean, like, I know why, because it's, you know, fucked up economy and they have like, you know, wage problems and inflation, and I get it. But I'm just like, dude, there's got to be something better than this. The gig economy is so terrible. Upskirt photos, the Japanese high school to redesign cheerleader uniforms. And this is just probably probably an AI shot. I don't know. So what they're doing, they're making, so here we go. So they're making a change in the redesigning of his cheerleader outfit when the squad shows up at Koshien Stadium later this month. They'll be wearing shorts instead of skirts. And their shirts will also match that of the baseball players' uniforms. Because during the 2023 tournament, the person who's in the story says that its cheerleaders in the student section of the stands at Koshien were victims of upskirt photography.
Man, these people gotta calm down.
I don't get upskirt. I don't get it. Like, what? If it's... See, here's the thing. For me, it's about them wanting to participate in something sexy. if you do this upskirt stuff or this, what we were talking about before with the, you know, in the train shit, that's a non-voluntary participation, right? It's a violation of their, you know, personhood. To me, I don't see the call. Like, I want the other person to be attracted to me, and I want it to be a game between us, not like this. This is just weird. And also, upskirts are weird. That's just, what's the point?
It's voyeurism.
Can't you just like look at a panty magazine on Amazon or something? Just like, oh, here.
It's probably like these people that feel like they're doing something bad that they're not supposed to, and that's exciting.
I think this is our last story today, and it is Japan to revise official romanization rules for the first time in 70 years.
Wow.
And fucking goddamn it, they should have done this a long time ago. Basically, they're going to change to the Hepburn system, which reflects the English pronunciations of words. So, for example, if you're writing Shinjuku in the current system that the government is using, you would write it S-I-N-Z-Y-U-K-U.
Shinjuku.
Because, I don't know, somebody...
I like that one's like Titibu.
Right, and then so for Chichibu, it'd be Titibu. So, or like Fukushima is like Fukushima. So they're changing that shit, Ricky.
Finally.
We're going with the Hepburn system. Hepburn was a woman, I think. I forgot. I researched her.
I think it was Audrey Hepburn.
No. I think, I don't remember. Don't quote me on that one.
Well, hopefully she's a lady. Then more power to her.
But anyway, we're changing to her. Just going to go with this. We're going to her system. So Shinjuku will be spelled like everyone else spells it. S-H-I-N-J-U-K-U. Shinjuku. And then Fukushima will be F-U-K-U-S-H-I-M-A. Fukushima. And Chichibu will be cute because it's just cute. Chichibu.
Yeah. It's good.
So.
Well done. Progress. It's happening. The future.
Are you not entertained?
Is at our doorstep.
How long has this show been going on? It's been like 41 minutes. Guys, we got through all the news in 41 minutes.
That's amazing.
Wait, I didn't even read the comment on this. The top comment on this is like, wow, what's the big rush?
Come on, guys. Oh, I love it.
All right, well, anyway.
Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Right here.
Ricky. You know, whenever it's just me and Ricky, you know that we've done this on a Sunday because we were too busy to do it on a Friday or Saturday.
It was busy. We had a good house party last night.
Yeah?
Yeah,
oh, I quit radio, finally.
Goodbye, radio.
Yeah, I quit the radio. And I did radio for 8 years, guys.
Otsukare-sama.
Thank you.
In Japanese.
Thank you. Yeah. And you did radio for about a year.
A year and a little bit. It was fun.
It was fun. So they had like a little like bon voyage goodbye party for me last night. And there was like several children there. One of them, she's like two, just couldn't wear pants. Just it's like, whoops, the mom. Hey, mom, Natsuki's kid, by the way. I'm like, Natsuki, your daughter. She's pantsless again. She's like, motherfucker.
Woo, party time.
Oh, dude, today when I got my haircut, which I got my haircut, if you guys can't visually see this, before I arrived, there's a fan of the show that's like lives in Ogoguchi or something.
Okay.
Maybe Satsuma Sendai, I don't remember. I was a little hungover when I went in there. Just missed this fan of the show.
That's awesome.
So hey. If you're that fan of the show, hello.
Thank you.
You and I are going to record a little message for our patrons.
Sweet. Look forward to it.
So we're going
to
go do that now. If you guys want to support the show, please like, comment, subscribe. I know you hear this all the time from all the YouTubers, but that's how YouTube goes. You guys, you're okay. You guys are good.
Yeah.
So please like and subscribe and comment. Even if it's like, I commented, are you happy? That's good. That works. The algorithm's like, nice job.
Tell him how much you love his hair.
Everybody hates my hair, but I love my hair. Also, please, if you would like to support the show directly, become a patron. We give out monthly videos to the patrons, sometimes twice if I get like a little bit of time and there's like an interesting story or something. And yeah, we get a little Discord chat and we hung out with a couple of our patrons, so it's been cool. So when they come to Japan, they come and hang out and do Japan stuff, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's time for us to leave a video for our patrons and go get some grub.
Yeah, get food.
Bye, everybody.